You may think of the Arctic region as a land of frozen tundra, massive glaciers, and huge icebergs floating in the sea. But a new study claims that vision of the Arctic is becoming a thing of the past due to climate change. New data show the Arctic has warmed so significantly that it's now a completely different climate than it was a few decades ago. Jennifer Francis, a senior scientist at the Woodwell Climate Research Center in Falmouth, joins us now to talk about what that means for the future, especially New England's weather in the future. Good morning, Jennifer, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So first of all, explain this. If the Arctic is no longer the Arctic, what is it? More like the climate of northern Canada?
Well, it's still the Arctic, but it's just much changed from how it was only a few decades ago. For example, the sea ice, which is the ice that floats on the Arctic Ocean, is now about half as large in terms of its coverage as it was only 40 years ago during the summertime. So we're just seeing these tremendous changes happening in the Arctic, but it's still the Arctic. There's still ice, there's still snow, it's still cold, but it is definitely warmer than it was, with much less ice than there used to be.
What surprised you most from the findings?
It put it into perspective with what the Arctic was like back in the 1950s before climate change really took hold and started to warm up the planet. And what it showed, it really just quantified the fact that it's changed in a very dramatic way. And we see those changes continuing into the future, which is not good news at all.
So how does the new climate in the Arctic affect weather patterns to the south, including here in New England?
In a nutshell, because the Arctic is warming so much faster than other places, we're seeing the north-south temperature difference get smaller. And the reason that's important is because that temperature difference is what creates the jet stream. And the jet stream is a river of fast-moving wind high up over our heads that creates all the weather that we experience, the highs, the lows, the storms, the sunny days. So anything that changes our jet stream is going to affect our weather. So by warming the Arctic so much faster, we're actually weakening the westerly winds of the jet stream. And the bottom line of all that, according to the latest research, including my own, is that we expect to see weather patterns become much slower moving. And the reason that's important is because when they move slowly, you tend to have the same conditions that last for a long time. So we can think about drought out in the west, for example, or the very wet spring and winter months that we experienced here last winter. We were in a pattern that was just very, very persistent and wouldn't change. So this could be cold spells, it could be wet spells, heat waves, you name it. We're seeing a persistence increase in our weather patterns.
So then we know that we've experienced a couple of intense summertime heat waves in the past few years. What you're saying is that we may see more of that prolonged hot weather during the summer months.
That's exactly right. So whatever weather you've got is going to last longer.
Jennifer, one last question. Does this mean that New England maybe faces more extreme weather down the road if this trend in the Arctic continues?
This is what our research is suggesting, is that as the Arctic continues to warm very rapidly compared to elsewhere, we do expect to see more extreme weather events, not just in New England, but all around the Northern Hemisphere, and not of any particular type, and it'll vary from one year to the next. But the bottom line is this idea of more prolonged weather conditions, which can lead to extreme weather events.
Jennifer Francis, senior scientist at the Woodwell Climate Research Center in Falmouth. Thanks very much for speaking with us today. Very interesting and kind of frightening.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. Anytime.